Turning to prayer, I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The residents of Uvalde, Texas, still reeling from Tuesday's mass shooting at the elementary school, attending a prayer vigil last night.
Hundreds gathered in the Texas town of Uvalde at the fairgrounds, citizens and elected officials alike, to cry and console and to hear a preacher's comfort.
That we will be ministers of reconciliation, as if God was reconciling the whole world to himself.
Candles, songs, and tears, and hugs filled the evening for the briefly somber gathering, noting that just a day earlier, 19 children and two teachers from Robb Elementary School were still living among them. In Uvalde, Texas, Eben Brown, Fox News.
There are new calls for gun control from the White House and some members of Congress. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says they ought to be able to do something.
If we can't get 70 or 75 senators that won't vote to have a common sense protection of your children and grandchildren, what in the world are we here for? What's your purpose for being in the United States Senate if it's not at least to protect the children?
Past efforts at gun control in the Senate have failed, unable to reach the 60 votes needed to overcome a filibuster. Senator Manchin in the past has said he would oppose efforts to end the filibuster rules. They'll count the votes cast in last week's Republican Senate primary in Pennsylvania all over again starting tomorrow, because the margin between Mehmet Oz and David McCormick is well below the automatic recount threshold. The canvassing board in Michigan could vote today to throw the two top Republican contenders for governor in Michigan off the ballot if they find that former Detroit Police Chief James Craig and businessman Perry Johnson didn't gather enough signatures on their nominating petitions. Expect court challenges if that happens. The Michigan primary is to be held in August. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The Senate holding the confirmation hearing for the president's latest nominee to head the Department of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms.
President Biden's nominee for the director of the ATF, Stephen Dettelbach, says in his career as a prosecutor, he has served with Democrats and Republicans.
Politics can play no role in law enforcement. None at all.
Republicans on the Senate Judiciary Committee questioned Dettelbach's previous support of assault weapons bans, something Dettelbach now says would be up to legislatures to define.
On one hand, you don't want it to be so narrow that it doesn't offer the protections that are intended. And on the other hand, you certainly don't want it to be so broad so that it infringes unnecessarily on the rights of citizens.
Dettelbach is President Biden's second nominee for the ATF post. His first nominee withdrew, facing bipartisan opposition. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
FBI Director Christopher Wray, questioned by the Senate's Budget Committee on border security yesterday, admitted drug traffickers are heavily involved in illegal immigration.
You have transnational criminal organizations in Mexico enlisting the help of gangs and other organizations here in the U.S. to distribute the drugs, and there's violence over turf, over distribution routes, etc.
Director Ray also acknowledges the border security is national security. Japan's defense ministry says Japanese and U.S. forces have conducted a joint fighter jet flight over the Sea of Japan in apparent response to a Russia-China joint bomber flight while President Biden was in Tokyo. The Japan-U.S. flight on Wednesday meant to confirm the combined capabilities and further strengthen the two countries' alliance. The U.S. also requesting a vote in the United Nations Security Council on imposing new sanctions against North Korea for its recent missile launches, including three this week, in violation of U.N. resolutions. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.